Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Let's be clear. Efforts to ban books are wrong, whether they come from the right or the left.
And most of those bans have been coming from Republican-led states where conservative beliefs on cultural issues dominate the book banning landscape. In these states, the American Library Association reports the number of book challenges has grown exponentially.
In 2022, there were over 1,000 requests to ban books at public schools and libraries, the most in almost 20 years.
Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias is troubled by this situation. As Secretary of State, Giannoulias also serves as Illinois' state librarian, and he says parents and politicians should have a healthy respect for librarians.
What we're saying is let's trust our librarians to make these decisions, not an individual parent that's angry or disagrees with a certain viewpoint.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, says leave book bans up to the parents and school boards.
I don't think there's one person on our side of the aisle believes that we, the federal government, should be deciding these issues.
And when it comes to the role of government, he asks this question.
What is our role here? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to take over every school board in the country and veto their decisions about what books go into public schools?
What lawmakers are supposed to do, says Emily Knox, is remember this.
These campaigns to censor books are unconstitutional and against every person's right to intellectual freedom.
Knox is an associate professor at the School of Information Sciences at the University of Illinois. She says banning books is not the answer.
We must remember that as citizens of the United States, we are a free people, and it is our right to read freely.
Senator Durbin says yes, individual parents have the right to tell their own children what they should or should not read, but...
But no parent should have the right to tell another parent's child what they can and cannot read in school or at home.
While Giannoulias says...
Authoritarian regimes ban books, not democracies.
And he included a quote from Ray Bradbury, the Illinois author who wrote Fahrenheit 451. It reads, "The problem with our country isn't with books being banned, but with people no longer reading. You don't have to burn books to destroy a culture. Just get people to stop reading them." That, says Giannoulias, is where the real danger lies. In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, Illinois Newsroom.